USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell appeared to indicate that the central bank is less concerned about another wave of COVID infections than it had been about earlier waves. Powell pointed out that the second wave of infections that hit last summer had less of an economic impact than expected, in part because the states did not impose as severe lockdowns and because many households and businesses had adjusted to better deal with the pandemic. As dozens of wildfires rage in the West, the governors of California and Nevada are touring their state lines to get a first-hand look at the devastation. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
It just can't happen soon enough because the consequences of what we're all experiencing all across the Western United States.
Flames and smoke from the Dixie Fire are making firefighting efforts difficult, and there are concerns that strong winds and high temperatures could worsen the blaze. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Senate in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
A major shallow earthquake off the Alaskan Peninsula late Wednesday prompted tsunami warnings for much of the Gulf of Alaska coastline. They were lifted several hours later, though an advisory remained in effect. The region was being hit with numerous aftershocks. Only small waves were generated. A tsunami watch issued for Hawaii was later canceled. There were no initial reports of injuries or damage. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Walt Disney World will require all guests over the age of 2 to wear masks indoors, regardless of their vaccination status, beginning Friday. Disney buses, monorail, and Disney Skyliner are areas included in the updated mask guidelines posted on the theme park's website. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Biden has let the border become a super spreader event.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a super spreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.